Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio X, broadcasting today with a pop-up broadcast here in the town of Miami, Arizona. We're very grateful for the opportunity to be here on this beautiful day. And we have Evelyn Vargas, who's the Economic Development Director, to thank for this opportunity. Evelyn came to the studio not too long ago and did a full interview with us. And we thought this would be a great way to celebrate really the business and the longevity and the life of Miami business community. And we're here in this incredible building today, and I know you have someone very special to introduce to us. Tell us a little bit about Tom and where we are today.
Thank you, Karen. I just want to take a second to thank Radio X for this opportunity. I think it's just a beautiful gift that you have given the town, and we're excited to have many of our business owners come and speak with you today. With me right here is Tom Foster. He's the curator, the director for this beautiful Bullion Plaza Museum. And this is an old school. I went to fourth and fifth grade in this very building, and it was built in 1923. And Tom has transformed it into a beautiful cultural center. So anything Miami, you can find here in this historic building. There's copper, cattle, lots of great historical information. I'll let Tom talk to you some more about it.
Thanks, Evelyn, for that nice intro. Good morning. It's nice to be here this morning and have this opportunity to present actually what we have to offer and what Miami has to offer as well. Bullion Plaza is a very unique building. This is an extremely rural community, and we're really lucky to have this beautiful building. Built in 1923, it was opened in 1924. It was built by Henry Trost, architect and engineer from El Paso. Originally opened as a segregated school for Mexican-American and Native American children only. Desegregated about 1950-51 and went on as a school. It was about 1994 when it closed. Stayed closed for quite a while, and we were able to bring it back with a lot of really good volunteers and a vision from the town mayor at that time. And a lot of other people.
You mentioned when we first got here that this was a classroom that you had spent some time in, the very room that we're seated in today. Tell us a little bit about what you experienced in this room.
This was actually the music room when I was going to school here. And we had chorus and band set up in this room. And just wonderful. I remember walking through that very door, and the piano is right against this wall right here. It was just a beautiful memory when I walked in this door. I went to fourth and fifth grade in this beautiful building. And in fourth grade, I had a teacher named Mrs. Shook. I remember vividly lining up at the end of the school day. The girls were on one side of the doorway. The boys were on the other side of the doorway. I was first in line on the girls' side, and a classmate of mine, Tom Vining, was on the other side. The bell rang. He turned over and he said, "I love you, Evelyn." It was the cutest thing. And then he dashed down the hallway. That memory is so vivid, but beautiful building. I'm just so happy that we've restored it, kept it intact, and it's a beautiful place for anyone to come and visit. Maybe Tom would like to...
I got a couple more questions for Tom. I'm curious, you and I, before we did the interview, you and I talked a little bit about both of us coming over from California.
Right.
What brought you to Miami specifically, and what do you love so much about being part of the Miami community?
I was living in Phoenix at the time. I'd worked with a gentleman in the Valley that had moved up here, bought an old, old house, miner's house, and started a business, and it was time for me to relocate. I'd been in Phoenix for quite a while, and I really enjoy rural. And he said, come to Miami, bring all your things to Miami, move up here, enjoy what we're enjoying now. And so I did, and that's been 20-some years ago now, I think. But I like mountains, trees, and rocks.
Same.
And history, and I've always enjoyed mining. I've worked a little bit on the periphery with mining and a little bit underground with equipment recovery. So it really sort of brings it home, you know, working with a lot of people here. You appreciate what a lot of these men go through to produce 1 pound of copper, which makes your microphones go.
That's right. And what kind of, not what kind of, but who visits the museum? Do you find that the townspeople, or is it folks like me that come up from Metro Phoenix, people from out of the state? Really, who's drawn to spend some time here?
It's really hard across the board to say. A lot of local people, they come in and reminisce. I went to school here. I spent a lot of time in that office, and they
point just like to the Evelyn did.
Principal's office, and yeah, they have fond memories of that. But people everywhere, people from all over the world, show up here from different countries and different states, and they either see or hear about us online, YouTube, or several years ago we hosted the Ghost Adventures group here, and they did three days and three nights, and that's Travel and Discovery Channel, so all over the world. So we have people from everywhere come in, and is this really haunted?
Is it really haunted, Tom?
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, fantastic.
But anyway, that brought a lot, not only income for the town and the area, but just a lot of notoriety. Sometimes maybe it could be better notoriety, but anyway, it brought a lot of people here. So from everywhere, all walks of life, everywhere, all over. So it's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And for our listeners, tell us the hours of operation, when is it available, and where do we find you on the web so that we can make sure that we have a chance to get up here?
Okay, so we're open Wednesday through Saturday now from 11 to 2, if my volunteers can stay 11 to 3. We have a website, and I think it's BullionPlaza.org or BullionPlazaCulturalCenter.org. Won't be hard to find. And we have a YouTube channel, Bullion Plaza Cultural Center. There's a lot of interesting videos on YouTube right now. We've been doing more and more, especially with the help of some of the people that we've been working with grant-wise. And so Arizona Commission on the Arts has been very helpful. So we've been able to produce quite a few videos, some rather good, actually.
Good. I can't wait to check it out. And we'll make sure that we have the link in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
Yes. Is there something that I hadn't thought to ask about the museum that you want our listeners to know about?
For a small community, this is a really, without ego, I guess, is a really amazing building, museum, venue. We have a lot to offer. You know, everything from mining, ranching, Native American, different cultural elements, the Slavic room, Mexican room. So we cover quite a bit. And, you know, we're lucky this building, again, was built by a very, very famous architect from the Southwest, Henry Trost. So there's a lot of buildings in the Southwest that were built by him, several in this community. It's my understanding he spent some time in Chicago and had a chance to do a little bit of work with Frank Lloyd Wright. So, you know, that connects us with Scottsdale and with Taliesin just a little bit anyway.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for being here. I'm going to make sure that, Evelyn, we have an opportunity to hear from you. I want Phil to come in first, if you don't mind that, and we'll have you come back since you're hanging with us today.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time, Tom. It's been great to get to know you.
Thank you.
You bet.